Luke, you're very welcome to Northside today.
No, thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Always great having you on, Luke. Luke, as this is European Week Against Racism, and today itself is International Day Against Racial Discrimination, on the 19th of March, just Tuesday last, ye launched the Erase Racism exhibition in Wood Quay in Dublin. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Erase Racism exhibition?
The idea was shared by some of our members as we are a network against racism, because this week, the whole week, is the European Week Against Racism, which is mainly like around the European countries. But today, the 21st in particular, it's a very important day for us, the 21st of March, as it was under United Nations who put this day aside so that the people of the world will remember the evilness and how the world can be better if people are not discriminating or seeing other people of ethnic, race and color is inferior. This happened in 1960 in South Africa, when about 69 peaceful protesters, the black protesters under apartheid, were protesting and they were shot dead by the police. And United Nations, they put this day aside. And for us living here in Ireland, we thought that it would be important to remind and remember this day. So the exhibition was mainly focusing on the issue of direct provision, which I think for the past months and years, people have raised some concern about how people living in those institutions and how that institution is not very helpful in the long run. And it could be something that could be coming, not give the state a good picture when it is being looked back. So the exhibition was mainly of images that some of our activists, some are former asylum seekers, some are still asylum seekers, the images that they took of the direct provision centers in Ireland.
And it's a very kind
So that exhibition, we started on Tuesday. As you know, that we are just coming from bank holiday on Monday. So it's on Tuesday, and by tomorrow it will be finished. But more importantly, on Sunday from 2 o'clock, most of people will be also meeting a teacher's club, which is in Parnell Square.
A wonderful venue.
Where people will be sharing. The venue is teacher's club. And people will be just discussing their experiences of racism. So everyone is welcome as well. That was organized by Migrant Rights Centre.
A wonderful organization, and no stranger to our show themselves. Luke, the exhibition itself, a racism exhibition, you actually touch, you actually display photographs and film clips of racist institutions. And you're also, there's a primarily, you're focusing on the everyday lives of residents in direct provision hostels, which a lot of people would have maybe just an idea about, but you're actually showing directly what it actually looks like, which is very interesting.
It is very interesting, because this is, as you can see around, like today, main organization and individuals working on the issue of race, they remember this day. And there is that, when people hear the word racism, they only think that, oh, it's my neighbor or it's someone I meet in the street. But it's very important also to bring in the issue of institutionalized racism or institutionalized discrimination, which could be done actually in and promoted through some registration by law. Because appetite in South Africa, as remember, it was the way of governance. It was the state which was having that as a way of ruling. So it is very important, not just focusing on the racial bullying and other in the street and that, and not look on how power, rules, and regulations can also perpetuate prejudice and racism in the everyday lives of people. Because without challenging state and institutional racism, people could not see the source. Because people sometimes they wouldn't even really know more if these things are not raised through the division that they may not understand, which comes through the regulations. So we think that this exhibition for people to see, you know, people, they think that people in that provision are getting this, are doing that and doing that, because that is the way that has been put to that division and suspicion and that. If there was more integration and even more understanding and knowing on who are these people who are looking for protection and that, you know, and I think there will be a more understanding. We think that this exhibition could be helpful.
Well, we can always rely on yourself, Luke, and all your volunteers at the Anti-Racism Network Ireland to facilitate and to always champion those causes as well, and not let it off the mainstream either. If any of our listeners want to get involved, Luke, with the Anti-Racism Network Ireland, how can they actually get in touch with yourself?
Oh yeah, sure. We have we do meetings every last Thursday of the month in Abbey Central, Dublin Central Mission, which is in Abbey Street. And we also, they can also email us at arnireland@gmail.com. Or if they're on Facebook, they can also look for Anti-Racism Network. They will find us and at our blog as well. But it is very important that people have to remember that today, any forms of discrimination which are based on race, color, nationality, gender, or as I was saying, legally stipulated, you know, criteria like that provision must be challenged. We know that people sometimes say, no, I'm just doing my job and I'm doing this, but they have to understand that even if it is legally stipulated, you know, it is discrimination, need to be challenged.
We all play our part.
For us, we are just a group of volunteers. We are 100% volunteers, most of the people who are involved. So it will be good to see more and more people getting involved and do activities and anything which bring us together. So, like I say, it's arnireland@gmail.com. If they can email or to look us at our Facebook. And now we are also on Twitter as well.
you're across the web.
Yeah.
There's no stopping you, Luke.
We're just like...
Okay, Luke Boca, coordinator of the Anti-Racism Network Ireland, thanks so much for joining us on Northside today, and may we wish you every success with the ARN meetups.